Tere? Jeg hænger mig spørger. Nothing's left, that's all.
See on kõik, mis maskan.
I'm so happy to be here.
Ma olen rõõmus, et saan siin olla.
I'm sorry, I don't like to be behind a lectern or something.
Mulle ei meeldi seal puldi taga olla.
It makes me even shorter, you know.
See teeb mind veel lühemaks.
I like it here.
Mulle meeldib siin.
I look taller, at least. I would like to thank Thomas for the invitation.
Tahaksin tänada Toomast kutse eest.
I need to start with thank you because that's my topic today.
Ma pean alustama tänamisega, sest see on minu tänane teema.
And I also like to thank the song, brother. That was awesome.
Tahaksin tänada ka selle laulu eest, vend, see oli vägev.
It rhymes well with my talk today.
Ja see sobib hästi tänase kõnega.
I would like also to thank my wife here.
Tahaksin tänada ka oma abikaasat.
It's not Mother's Day, but just want to thank her for...
Ei ole küll emade päev, aga ikka tahaksin tänada.
Well, it's her birthday today. She said, don't tell anyone, but just us here, okay? Don't. It's
tänan,
her birthday.
Tänan tema sünnipäev. Ta palus, et mitte kellelegi sellest ei räägitaks, aga...
And she is third... Anyway, she's young. She's still
noor.
Young.
Ta on enniselt noor.
Tartu Church is a very memorable church for us.
Tartu kirik on meie jaoks väga meeldejääv kirik.
Because I think this is our first church with the youth event that when we came to Estonia.
See on esimene kirik, kus oli noorte üritus, siis kui me tulime Eestisse.
I don't know, it was 2016 or something and there was this youth New Year's program and we were sitting, I could remember very clearly, we were sitting on the third row.
See oli aastal 2016 ja ma mäletan, siis oli see uus aasta üritus ja ma mäletan selgelt, ma istusin siin kolmandas pingireas.
We were a bit scared because, you know, we don't know about Estonians. Are they dangerous people or friendly or loving? And we were like, okay.
Me olime natukene hirmul, sest me ei teanud, millised eestlased on. On nad ohtlikud või on nad sõbralikud?
But they are very loving people, so we were fine.
Aga nad on väga armastavad inimesed, nii et meil on hästi.
And Hannah and I are so happy to be here once again.
Ja minule Hannal on hea meel olla taaskord siin.
This is my, I think, my last sermon here in Tartu.
Ma arvan, et see on minu viimane kõne siin Tartus.
Because I think, as some of you know, that we are leaving Estonia.
Mõnetest ilmselt teavad, et me lahkume Eestist.
So we are moving to a new mission field.
Ja liigume uuele missioni põllule.
I think sometime in March or even April, but I think it's going to be somewhere in March.
Ilmselt märtsis või ka aprillis, aga tõenäoliselt märtsis.
So our contract, missionary contract in Estonia is finished and we're moving to Norway.
Meie missioni leping Eestis on lõppenud ja me liigume edasi Norrasse.
Okay, now my topic today is about being thankful.
Minu teema, tänane teema on ole tänulik.
Now there was a story of a guy who went to the butcher shop, to the meat shop.
On lugu mehest, kes läks lihakarni.
And so while he was there, he was about to order some kind of meat.
Ta oli seal, et mingisugust liha tellid endale.
From the corner he saw a dog coming into the butcher shop.
Ja ta nägi, kuidas sinna lihakarni sisenes koer.
And this dog was carrying like a basket on his mouth, like he was, you know.
Ja koeral oli suus korv. Hoidis suus korvi.
Anyway, the dog leaned over and sort of stood up a little bit.
Ja nii et see koer natukene tõusis nagu istukile või seisakile.
And the owner of the butcher shop said, hey, what do you want?
Ja selle lihakarni omanik küsis, et mida sa siis tahad?
Do you want some meat?
Kas tahad liha?
Do you want some pork?
Tahad seal liha?
The dog didn't say a word.
Toge, koer ei olnud mitte midagi.
Shrimp?
Krevette?
No, ei. Dog. He was an Adventist probably.
Vist on teie Adventistist koer.
And beef?
Veise liha.
And the dog said, woof, woof.
Ja toeg, koer tegi see auk.
And so anyway, the man took the basket and put some, I don't know, a few grams of meat in there.
Nii et mees võttis korvi, pani sinna liha.
And the dog went out of the butcher shop.
Ja siis see koer lahkus sealt lihakarnist.
Now this guy was astounded, you know, he was astonished to see the thing.
See mees, kes seda nägi, oli väga hämmastunud.
So he followed the dog.
Nii et ta järgnes sellele koerale.
And so anyway, the dog walked and ran around the corner into a very tiny house.
Ja lõpuks jõudis ühe väga väikese majani.
And so the man from a distance across the street, he was just observing from afar.
Ja mees siis vaatas seda nagu eemalt.
And so, you know, the man opened the door, the owner of the dog, by the way.
Ja koera omanik avas ukse.
So he was just listening from a distance.
Ja tema kuulas siis kaugusest seda.
And the man opened the door and said to the dog, "What are you doing?"
Ja mees avab ukse ja ütleb koerale, mida sa teed?
This is the third time he was so angry at the dog.
See on kolmas kord.
And so the man from a distance was like, ja, excuse me, you know, it's not my position to interfere.
Ja mees eemalt oli siis üllatunud, küsis, vabandust, ma ei tohiks küll sekkuda.
This dog just do something for you. You just here and watch TV.
See koer just tegi midagi sinu jaoks.
Can you just give him a treat of, you know, being thankful to the dog of what he's done?
Kas sa võiks olla koerale tänulik selles, mis ta tegi?
And the owner said, you don't know.
Ja omanik ütles, et ei tea.
This is the third time he forgot his key.
Key?
Key.
Kolmas,
house key.
Kolmas kord, kui ta unustas oma võtmed.
And the man was like, what, a key?
Ja mees mõtles, mida, võtmed?
Yeah, because I tried to make this key for him, like he can bite it from the end, it's big, and so he can turn it with his mouth.
Ma püüdsin talle teha võtme, mida ta saaks panna suhu ja ise ukse lahti teha.
It's under the rag.
See on mati all.
And he still doesn't get it.
Ja ta ei saa sellest endiselt aru.
Stupid dog.
See on rumal koer.
Come on. Are you serious?
Tõesti.
We might laugh, we might get angry about this guy.
Me võiksime naerda selle mehe üle või saada pahaseks.
But sometimes that's you and I to God.
Aga teine kord oleme meie Jumalaga täpselt sama moodi.
Are you following me?
Kas te suudate mind järgida?
Nothing is good enough.
Miski pole piisavalt hea.
Nothing is good enough. Something amazing just happened.
Miski pole piisavalt hea, kui midagi imelist just juhtus.
And people always have to find something to complain and to murmur about.
Ja inimesed otsivad põhjust, et kaevata ja nuriseda.
Now, wherever you go, at school, at work, people always criticize.
Kui iganes sa lähed tööle või kooli, inimesed ikka kritiseerivad.
You gave your all, you have done something, an amazing job in whatever you do, and people still find something wrong in you.
Sa te annad oma parima, sa teed head tööd ja inimesed leiavad ikkagi midagi sinus valesti olevat.
We have so much to be thankful for.
Meil on nii palju asju, mille eest olla tänulikud.
Come on. I want you to think a little bit.
Ma tahaksin teil lasta natuke mõelda.
Don't think big.
Ärge mõelge suurelt.
Think small.
Mõelge väikselt.
Simple things.
Lihtsad asjad.
The air that you breathe.
Õhk, mida te hingate.
Are you thankful for that?
Kas olete sellest tänulikud?
Your heartbeat. Can you put your hand on your chest and feel your heartbeat?
Teie südame löögid. Kas te võite panna oma käe rinna peale ja tunda oma südame lööke?
Now have you got something to do with it?
See on midagi seotud sellega.
It's a blessing from God.
See on Jumala õnnistus.
Are you thankful for those things?
Kas olete sellest tänulikud?
Sometimes we don't see these things very, you know, like a blessing or to be thankful for, because it happens naturally when you wake up in the morning, it's beating.
Mõnikord me ei tunne, et see oleks midagi erilist, et see oleks õnnistus, sest see juhtub nii loomulikult, ärkad hommikul üles ja süda ikka lööb.
But without God, we're not, it's not gonna beat.
Aga ilma Jumalata süda ei löö.
Now according to the World Bank,
Maailma Panga alusel,
half of the world, like 50%, live under poverty line.
Elab 50% maailma elanikest allapool vaesuspiiri.
Now what is living under poverty line? That is like $2 a day.
See tähendab, et on eluks $2 päevas.
So that would be like $60 a month.
$60 kuus.
Now I don't know if you could live $2 a day in Estonia.
Ma ei tea, kas Eesti suudaksid elada $2 päevas.
But it's been estimated that 2/3 of the world's population,
aga on hinnatud, et 2/3 maailma elanikkonnast,
goes to bed hungry most nights,
läheb enamus õhtutel magama 4 tundega.
So, listen. If you went to bed last night not hungry.
Kui sa läksid eile õhtul magama ja ei olnud näljane.
You are better off than 66% of the people in the planet.
Siis läheb sul paremini kui 66% inimestel selles planeedis.
We have so much to be thankful for.
Meil on nii palju, mille pärast olla tänulikud.
Now Thanksgiving gives us two things to think about.
Tänupüha annab meile erinevaid põhjuseid, milleks olla tänulikud.
First,
esiteks,
it causes us to count our blessing and realize how much we have and enjoy.
See paneb meid loetlema oma õnnistusi ja mõistma, kui palju meil on tegelikult head.
When we are thankful, we begin to realize how much you have.
Kui me oleme tänulikud, siis me hakkame mõistma, kui palju meil tegelikult on.
And there is a song in the Adventist hymnal.
Adventistide lauluraamatus on üks laul.
It's called Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One.
Mille sõnad on siis loetlema õnnistusi ja nimeta neid üks haaval.
Do you know this song?
Kas te teate seda laulu?
No, okay. It doesn't matter, I know the song.
Pole oluline, mina tean seda laulu.
I'm not gonna sing it though.
Aga ma ei laula seda praegu.
But the song goes like this.
Aga see laul läheb
Count your blessings, name them one by one.
Loetlema õnnistusi, nimeta neid üks haaval.
Now think for the last eight, let's say five hours when you wake up this morning.
Mõlgeme viimasele viiele tunnile, alates oma ärkamisest peale.
Look at me, I want you to count the blessings you received since this morning when you woke up.
Ma soovin, et loetleksite neid õnnistusi, mis te saite täna hommikul alates ärkamisest.
Maybe you like, I don't know.
Ma sa mõtled, ma ei tea.
Because when we say blessing,
siis kui me mõtleme õnnistuse peale,
in the term of the world, in the language of the world, when you say blessing, it should come in big things.
Siis selle maailma keele järgi tähendakse nagu mingit suurt asja.
We say cars.
Me mõtleme auto peale.
A nice house.
Kena maja peale.
Or a husband or a wife or a child.
Või abikaasa või lapse peale.
No, think of simple things this morning when you walk.
Aga mõelge täna hommikul lihtsate asjade peale.
Count the blessings, name them one by one.
Loetlege oma õnnistusi, nimetage neid üks haaval.
Your family, your child, everything, look around the flowers that make you happy.
Vaadake ümber, perekond, laps, lilled, mida te siin näete, mis teevad sind õnnelikuks.
You cannot name them one by one, they're too many.
Sa suuda neid üks haaval nimetada, neid on liiga palju.
The blessings we receive each day, I don't know, I cannot count them.
Mina ei suuda üles lugeda neid õnnistusi, mis me igapäeval saan.
The second thing is, to be thankful is our responsibility.
Teiseks, olla tänulik on meie kohus.
Now when you are young,
kui sa oled noor,
when someone gives something to you,
ja kui keegi sulle annab midagi,
your parents will always say, what do you say?
Ja siis vanemad küsivad sinu käest, mida sa siis nüüd ütled?
And the child will say, thank you.
Ja laps ütleb, aitäh.
It's our responsibility to be thankful for someone who did something to you.
Aga meil on kohustus olla tänulik sellele, kes tegi midagi sinu jaoks.
You need to be thankful for someone who did an effort for you.
Peab olema tänulik sellele, kes nägi vaeva.
It's our responsibility to be thankful for.
On meie kohus olla
tänulik.
Now,
before coming to Estonia.
Enne kui me tulime Eestisse.
Now, in the missionary work, it's very interesting, you know, like now.
Missionary töös on väga huvitav, nagu näiteks praegu.
We call it the transition period. You don't know where to go yet.
Me nimetame seda ülemineku perioodiks. Me ei tea täpselt, kuhu me läheme.
And even if you know, we know where to go yet, we have to wait for the visa and the documents and it's a lot of things.
Isegi kui me teame, kuhu läheme, me peame ootama viisat ja dokumente, need see võtab aega.
And so there are times when we have to go back home or to stay in another country while waiting for our visa.
Teine kord me peame minema tagasi koju ja ootama seal viisat.
So we were in Thailand.
Me olime Taimaal.
So I was teaching in a government school, high school.
Mina õpetasin riigikoolis.
Just to make ends meet while waiting for our Estonian visa.
Et omada mingid sissetulekud, kui me ootame Eesti viisat.
Anyway, we would try to rent an apartment.
Ja me püüdsime üürida korterit.
It was like, I don't know, 2000 Thailand baht or something. It's nothing if you convert it to his euro or something.
See oli umbes 2000 Thai bahti, aga euroga võrreldes ei ole see midagi.
But for us, it was big.
Aga meie jaoks oli see suur raha.
There were times when we couldn't pay the apartment.
Oli aegu, kui me ei suutnud oma korteri eest maksta.
And we look at the apartment and it was, oh dear, we don't have a couch, we don't have a bed.
Ja meie korteris meil ei olnud sohvat, meil ei olnud voodit.
We literally just sleep on the tiles, like on the floor.
Me magasime sõna otses mõttes põrandal.
We just put blankets in there and you know we just eat on the floor. We have a small table there, but normally we just eat there and sleep there and
Me panime oma tekid maha. Meil oli küll väike laud, aga me sõime seal, magasime seal.
And I was like, Lord, are you serious?
Ja mõtlesin, et Jumal, kas tõesti?
We just came from Australia and New Zealand and people were so happy what we've done.
Me tulime just Austraaliast ja Uus-Meremaast. Inimesed olid nii õnnelikud selle pärast, mis me tegime seal.
And people tell you, oh, Alfred, thank you, we were so blessed by your presence and your work or whatever.
Ja inimesed ütlevad, et Alfred, aitäh, me olime nii õnnistatud sinu viibimisest siin.
But Lord, you can give this missionary a new, at least a decent apartment?
Kas sa või missionärile anda vähemasti normaalset korterit?
Maybe a nice couch or a nice bed?
Võibolla kena sofa ja normaalne voodi.
And then one day we went to a remote area in Korat in Thailand, a one city in Thailand.
Ja üheks kord me läksime sellise eemal olevasse piirkonna Taimaal, Koras.
And you know, I saw a family with kids.
Ma nägin seal perekonda lastega.
Sleeping on the streets.
Kes magasid tänavatel.
And I looked at them, I said,
Ja ma vaatasin neid ja ma mõtlesin.
I am complaining about my apartment.
Mina kaeban oma korteri pärast.
It has walls.
Sellel on seinad.
Running water.
Jooksev vesi.
Toilet.
Toilet.
A roof over our head.
Katus pea kohal.
We have a door, we can lock the door at night, we feel safe.
Meil on uks, mida me saame öiseks lukustada, et tunda turvaliselt.
What am I complaining about?
Mille pärast mina kaeban?
There are so many people out there on the streets who would love to take our place and live in this rubbish apartment that I considered rubbish.
Tänavatel on nii palju inimesi, kes hea meelega tuleksid, elaksid selles korteris, mida mina pean jamaks.
Look at yourselves.
Vaadake endaid.
Look at the place you're living.
Vaadake seda kohta, kus te elate.
Do you have a nice bed to sleep on?
Kas teil on kena voodi, kus magada?
Is it safe?
On seal turvaline?
Do you have a door?
Kas teil on uks?
Do you have food on the table?
Kas teil on toit laual?
Do you have your families and children with you?
Perekond ja lapsed on koos teiega.
Then you have so much to be thankful for.
Siis on teil nii palju asju, mille pärast olla tänulikud.
Sometimes the very things we complain about are the things we should be thankful for.
Mõnikord need asjad, mille pärast me kaebame, on just need asjad, mille pärast me peaksime olema tänulikud.
Now there was a guy who was walking on the streets.
Oli üks mees, kes kõndis mööda tänavat.
He saw a house on fire.
Ja ta nägi, et üks maja põles.
And this beautiful lady was screaming with heels on and hey my cat, you know my pets are inside the house.
Ja siis üks ilus naine kõrgetel kontsertel karjus, et minu kass, minu lemmikloomad on
Anyway, the stranger, okay, where is it?
Ja see võõras ütles, et jah, kus ta on.
They're inside the house, it's burning.
Selles majas, mis põleb.
Anyway, the man went into the house and grabbed the cat.
Ja mees läks majja ja tõi sealt kassi välja.
And gave it to the lady.
Ja andis sellele naisele.
And the lady said, oh, just a cat?
Ja naine ütles, ainult kass.
You should have also taken the dog.
Oleksid pidanud võtma ka koera.
Instead of saying thank you, at least I got your cat.
Selle asemel, et öelda aitäh.
The lady was so upset why the guy didn't take the dog as well.
Oli see naine nii pahane, et see mees ei võtnud ka koera.
We have a lot. People are very, we complain a lot. People complain and just criticize and I don't know. We are not very thankful to a lot of things.
Me kaebame palju, me kritiseerime, ei ole väga tänulikud.
We always say, if I have this, if only I have that, if I was there, if I'm not here.
Alati ütleme, et kui oleks nii ja naa, kui ma oleksin seal või siin.
Now there was a man who got a nice Ferrari, like an expensive car in America.
Oli üks mees, kellel oli kena kallis Ferrari Ameerikas.
He was driving on the street and he saw a private jet flew over.
Ta sõitis mõelda tänavat ja nägi, kuidas eralennuk lendas üle tema pea.
And the man on the Ferrari said, if only I can buy that private jet, I will be the happiest person on earth.
Ja siis see mees ütles, et kui ma saaksin selle eralennuki, siis ma oleksin maailma kõige õnnelikum inimene.
Now there was a man on the street, down the street, driving a normal car.
Tänaval oli mees, kes sõitis tavalise autoga.
And he saw the man driving the Ferrari.
ja nägi seda Ferrariga meest.
And the man driving on a normal car said, if only I can afford to buy a Ferrari, I'll be the happiest and the most grateful person on earth.
Tavalise autoga mees ütles, et kui ma ainult suudaksin endale osta Ferrari, ma oleksin kõige õnnelikum inimene maailmas.
Now down the road there was a man driving a scooter, a cheap motorbike, we call it a scooter in tropical countries.
Mööda teed oli mees, kes sõitis motorolleriga.
So the man driving a normal car.
Nägi mees, kes sõitis tavalise autoga.
And the man on the scooter said, "Oh, if only I can afford to buy a car, any car."
Ja rolleri omanik mõtles, et kui ma ainult suudaksin osta endale tavalise auto.
I will be very grateful.
Oleksin väga tänulik.
Life will be fun. I will be thankful. I will not complain.
Elu oleks hea, ma ei kaebaks.
Now down the street there was a man who was riding a bicycle.
Sealt edasi oli mees, kes sõitis mootorrattaga.
It was a bit rainy.
Oli jalgrattaga, jah. Oli vihmane.
And the motorbike passed by this bicycle.
Ja see roller sõitis ratast mööda.
And the cyclist said, "Oh, if only I can buy a motorbike, if only I can afford, I would be very thankful to God."
Ja jalgrattur ütles, et kui ma olen suudaksin endale osta mootorratta, ma oleksin väga tänulik.
And there was this poor guy walking because he cannot afford something on the streets.
Ja siis oli seal tänaval vaene mees, kes ei sõitnud millegagi, sest tal ei olnud midagi.
He was cold, he was tired, he was carrying something on his backpack.
Tundis külma, ta oli väsinud, ta kandis midagi rasket.
And he saw the man driving on the bicycle.
Ja nägi seda meest jalgrattal.
And the man walking said, "Oh, if only I could afford even just a bicycle."
Ja see mees mõtles, kui ma saaksin endale lubada kasvõi jalgratast.
I will be very thankful to God.
Siis ma oleksin Jumalale väga tänulik.
The story goes on and on and on.
Ja see lugu läheb edasi edasi.
Don't complain.
Ära kurda.
Brothers and sisters in Christ.
Vennad ja õed Kristuses.
Someone out there.
Väljapool on keegi.
In a worst situation.
Kes on palju hullemas olukorras.
And they are dreaming to be where you are right now.
Ja unistavad sellest, kus sa praegu oled.
Are you following me?
Kas te mõistate mind?
Now, I have a biggest if in my life as well.
Ka minu elus on üks suur kui.
I'm so kind of happy at everything that we have.
Ma olen üldiselt õnnelik selle üle, mis mul on.
But all my life I always like have if only.
Aga siiski on minu elus kui ainult.
It's like if only I'm taller.
Kui ainult ma oleksin pikem.
I was like if only I am taller, maybe as tall as Thomas.
Kui ma oleksin sama pikk kui Thomas.
I'll be the most handsome, maybe not most handsome, but be the happiest person on earth.
Oleksin kõige ilusam või kõige õnnelikum inimene maailmas.
I am joking. I'm not handsome, just cute. Don't translate the one.
Yeah.
If you're not thankful when you have little, you won't be thankful if you have much. Trust me.
Kui sa ei ole tänulik, kui sul on vähe, siis sa suudas olla ka tänulik, kui sul on palju.
Today we're going to look at those two stories before I end.
Täna vaatame neid kahte lugu enne kui lõpetame.
Two stories to being thankful.
Kaks lugu, kuidas olla tänulikud.
The first story is not what you think. It's very unlikely kind of story that would relate to thankfulness.
Esimene lugu on natukene ebatõenäoline, kui me mõtleme tänulikuse peale.
It is the story of Jonah. Do you know Jonah?
See on lugu Joonast. Kas te teate Joonat?
Now you might say, what does Jonah got to do with thankfulness in this story?
Te võite mõelda, et kuidas on Joona seotud tänulikusega.
Now let's look at Jonah's life a little bit.
Vaatame natukene Joona elu.
Now if you could open your Bibles with me in the book of Jonah chapter 1 verse 17.
Loeme Joona esimesest peatükist 17. salmi.
Now let us read. Jonah chapter 1 verse 17.
Joona 1:17.
Now the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.
Eesti keeles on siis 2:1. Aga issand saatis ühe suure kala, et see neelaks Joona. Ja Joona oli kala kõhus 3 päeva ja 3 ööd.
Now there's a lot of experts and scientists and smart people on earth try to criticize the story that it's not real.
On palju eksperte ja teadlasi, kes kritiseerivad seda lugu, ütlevad, et see ei saa olla päris.
They said it doesn't make sense.
Nad ütlevad, et see ei ole mõistlik.
Now swallow by a fish and it doesn't make sense.
Joona, kes on kalapoolt alla neelatud. See...
Some experts say that the whales are not fish.
Mõned eksperid ütlevad, et vaalad ei ole kalad.
And some evolutionists and scientists say no, it's not a fish so as big as a whale because a whale is a mammal.
Ja et vaal ei saa olla kala, sest vaal on imetaja.
But look, I don't care.
Aga mind ei huvita.
If the Bible say Jonah was swallowed by a cockroach.
Kui Biibel ütleb, et Joona neelati alla prusaka poolt.
The cockroach swam and swallowed Jonah.
Prusakas tuli ja neelas Joona alla.
I would still believe him because God is God, he can do whatever he wants.
Siis ma usun seda, sest Jumal võib teha mida iganes.
Now let's go to Jonah chapter 2, please.
Läheme Joona teise peatüki juurde.
Verses 7 to 9. I'm just going to paraphrase a few of these things.
Loeme sealt edasi.
This is what being thankful for in the life of Jonah.
See on see, kus Joona on tänulik.
So he was swallowed by a fish.
Ta oli kala kõhus.
Look at what Jonah's reply.
Ja vaatame, kuidas ta vastas.
When my life was ebbing away, was what in other words was I was about to die, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose up to you and your holy temple.
Loen salmist 8. Kui mu hing nõrkes mu sees, mõtlesin ma issandale, ja mu palve tuli sinu juurde su pühasse templisse.
Those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them, but I which shouts.
Need, kes austavad tühje ebajumalaid, hülgavad oma osalduse, aga mina tahan ohverdada sinule tänu laulu kõlades.
But I which shout of thanksgiving and grateful praise will sacrifice to you.
Yeah, I read it.
Okay. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say salvation comes from the Lord.
Mida olen tõotanud, seda täidan, Issanda käes on pääste.
You know what happened?
Kas teate, mis juhtus?
Well, Jonah was being swallowed by a fish.
Kui Joona oli kala poolt alla neelatud.
I don't know about you, but Jonah was like, Lord.
Aga Joona, ma ei tea, kuidas on teiega, Joona tundis ennast.
Thank you very much.
Jumal, aitäh sulle.
I give glory and honor and praise for swallowing me. Ma allowing me to be swallowed by a fish.
Tänane kiidan sind selle eest, et see kala mind alla neelas.
Now I don't know about you, but if I will be in Jonah's position.
Kui mina oleksin Joona asemel.
Being swallowed by a fish.
Kala poolt alla neelatud.
This is my prayer, I think.
Siis oleks see vist minu palve.
Lord, Lord, what are you doing? Please help me. If you save me today, I will be the best person in the world.
Issand, palun päästa mind. Kui sa päästad mind, siis ma olen maailma kõige parem inimene.
But Jonah said, Lord, I will give praise and honor unto your name.
Aga Joona ütleb, et ma kiidan ja ülistan sind.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, if you have your Bibles there with you still.
1 Thessalonica 5, 18.
What does it say?
Mis siin öeldakse?
5, verse 18, it says here, give thanks in all circumstances.
Tänage kõige eest.
Not for all circumstances, but in all circumstances.
Ingliskeelses tõlkes siis kõigi olukordade eest.
Now there was before we proceed to the next story, let me give you a bit of a funny story about two young men.
Enne kui me läheme järgmise loo juurde, lubage mul rääkida üks naljakas lugu kahest noorest mehest.
About giving thanks in all circumstances.
Kes olid tänulikud kõigis olukordades.
Now I don't know if this is true, but I heard a story.
Ma ei tea, kas see on tõsi, aga ma kuulsin sellest lugu.
They went into the rice field, the cornfield.
Kaks noormest läksid maisi põllule.
The next thing they knew was there was a big bull running after them.
Ja nende järgi tormas üks suur härg.
So they were running so fast.
Nad jooksid nii kiiresti.
But the bull is catching up so quickly.
Aga see härg jõudis nendele lähemale.
And this guy turned to his friend and said, "Hey, would you like to offer a prayer? You know, it seems that we're going to die."
Nii et üks mees ütles teisele, et kas sa tahaksid palvetada, sest me nüüd me sureme.
And he said, the guy had said, "I don't know how to pray."
Ja teine ütles, et ma ei tea, kuidas palvetada.
And the other guy said, "Come on, man, your father was a preacher. Offer something."
Teine ütles, et aga sinu isa oli ju jutlustaja, et ütle midagi.
And so they were running and the guy said, "Okay, I remember."
Ja siis mees ütles, "Ja, mul tuleb midagi meelde."
This only prayer I used to do before we eat.
Ainus palve, mida ma tean, on söögi palve.
And the guy said, "All right, do this prayer whatever it may be."
Ja palvetamise iganessega poleks.
And so with a loud voice he prayed to the Lord in desperation, said, "Lord."
Ja siis ta palvetas kõva häälega, "Issand,
help us to be thankful for what we're about to receive."
Aitame olla tänulikud selle eest, mida me nüüd saame.
In a way, I don't know about this is true or not, but when they turned around, the bull stopped.
Ma ei tea, kas see on tõde või mitte, aga kui nad keerasid ümber, siis härg peatus.
Well, it saved their lives.
Ja päästis nende elu.
Now, there are times when we pray, we don't know what to pray sometimes.
Mõnikord on aegu, kus me ei tea, mille pärast palvetada.
Sometimes we mumble.
Mõnikord me lihtsalt pomiseme.
But God knows your hearts.
Aga Jumal teab meie südameid.
I wanted to remind you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that we need to be thankful in all circumstances.
Tahan teile meenutada, et me peame olema tänulikud kõigis olukordades.
The second story is about the story of the 10 lepers. Do you know this story?
Remember this story? Teine lugu on lugu 10 pidalitõbisest.
In the Middle East, it's hot and dry and dusty.
Lähis-idas on kuum, kuiv ja tolmune.
And there were a group of lepers.
Ja seal oli üks üks hulk pidalitõbiseid.
Just imagine the lepers is like a death sentence.
Pidalitõbi on nagu surmaotsus.
And during that time it's not just physically unclean, but they were considered spiritually unclean as well.
Selle ajal ei peetud neid mitte ainult füüsiliselt ebapuhtaks, vaid ka vaimulikult.
Because they thought that if you got a leper, you are cursed because you're sinful.
Nad mõtlesid, et kui sul on pidalitõbi, siis sa oled neetud. Sa oled
so
pakunud.
Every time they see a man with leprosy, a leprous man,
iga kord, kui nad nägid siis pidalitõbist,
people will yell at them, go away, shoes, you dirty, you filthy man.
Siis inimesed karjusid nende peale, et mine ära, sa räpane mees.
They are even treated as worse like worse than animals.
Neid koheldi hullemini kui loomi.
So these lepers met Jesus. To make the long story short,
need 10 pidalitõbist kohtusid Jeesusega.
And you want to be healed by Jesus.
Tahtsid Jeesuse poolt saada tervendatud.
But Jesus answered them very interesting in an interesting manner.
Aga Jeesus vastas neile väga huvitaval moel.
And Jesus said, "Okay, you go and show yourself to the priest."
Jeesus ütles, et minge ja näidake ennast preestrile.
Jesus didn't say you're healed.
Jeesus ei öelnud, et sa oled terve.
Jesus say go yourself and present yourself to the priest.
Ta ütles minge näidake ennast preestrile.
Now if I was one of the lepers.
Kui mina oleksin üks nendest pidalitõbistest.
I would question God.
Siis ma esitaksin küsimuse Jumalale.
What? We've been waiting for you for a long time. Now we want us to go to the priest. He cannot heal us.
Mida, me oleme nii kaua oodanud ja nüüd sa ei tee meid terveks, vaid käsed meil minna preestri juurde.
But I give this credit to the lepers that they went anyway.
Aga me peame tunnustama neid, sest nad läksid.
The Bible says,
Piibel ütleb,
as they were walking towards the priest, they were healed.
Et kui nad kõnnisid preestri juurde, siis nad said terveks.
Now just imagine.
Kujutage ette.
These lepers, limping. You know,
pidalitõbised lonkavad
towards the priest, and suddenly, as the Bible said, they were being healed as they go along.
Ja järsku, kui nad kõnivad, nad märkavad, nad on saanud terveks.
Suddenly their legs become stronger.
Nende jalad saavad tugevaks.
And they're not limping anymore, they're walking.
Nad ei lonka enam, nad kõnivad.
And after a few seconds, they're not walking anymore because they're getting stronger and stronger, they were running now.
Ja mõne aja pärast nad saavad veel tugevaks, nad jooksevad.
And they look at their skin, and they look at their fingers, they look at everything. In their bodies they're healed.
Nad vaatavad oma nahka, nad vaatavad oma ükskõik millist kohta oma kehas, nad näevad, on terved.
And I could imagine they're thinking, oh, I can go home to my wife, I can go back to my town, I can hug my kids, I will be with my family again.
Ma kujutan ette, kus nad mõtlevad, et nüüd ma saan minna tagasi koju, võib-olla oma naise juurde, oma pere juurde.
But in Luke 17, verses 15 and 16.
Aga Luuka 17, salmid 16 ja 17.
Something happened.
Midagi juhtus.
Luke chapter 17 verses 15 and 16.
Luuka 17 salmid 15 ja 16.
One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God.
Aga üks nende seast, nähes, et ta on paranenud, tuli tagasi Jumalat valju häälega ülistades.
He threw himself at Jesus' feet, so to speak.
Ja ta viiskas ennast Jeesuse jalgade ette.
How many came back?
Kui paljud tulid tagasi?
How many? Just one.
Ainult üks. 10%.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's a mathematician. Yeah. Thank you very much. You know, you break it down into, it's even more clear. And according to the record, he was a Samaritan.
Ja on teada, et see oli samaarlane.
And the other lepers.
Ja ülejäänud pidalitõbised.
I think most of them are Jewish.
Ilmselt enamik neist olid juudid.
And the only one who came back are not from them.
Ja ainuke, kes tuli tagasi, ei olnud nende seast.
Are not a Christian, was what the world considered.
või nii-öelda ei olnud kristlane.
It was very embarrassing.
See oli väga piinlik.
Only one came back and thanked God.
Ainult üks tuli tagasi ja tänas Jumalat.
So there are two stories here.
Nii et siin on kaks lugu.
We have Jonah.
Meil on Joona.
He was about to die and being thankful.
Kes oli surma äärel ja oli tänulik.
And we have the lepers. They were healed, but only one came back.
Ja meil on pidalitõbised, kes said terveks, ainult üks tuli tagasi.
Now brothers and sisters in Christ.
Vennad ja õed Kristuses.
Thankfulness is something that you have to cultivate and develop.
Tänulikkus on midagi, mida peab arendama ja kasvatama.
You've got to work on it.
Sellega peab töötama.
Now in our lives, I don't know, in a Philippine culture.
Meie eludes Filipiini kultuuris.
I don't know, we say thanks, thank you a lot of times.
Me täname väga tihti.
I don't know, it's just part of our upbringing and culture that we always say, oh, thank you very much, thank you.
Ma ei tea, kas see on meie kasvatus või kultuur, me ütleme väga tihti, aitäh, aitäh sulle.
And sometimes we hear people when we say thank you, sometimes they say, what for?
Ja siin, kui me ütleme aitäh, siis inimesed küsivad, mille eest?
And sometimes you say, to be honest, I don't know why I say thank you.
Ja mõnikord ma ütlen, et ma ei tea, mille pärast ma tänasin.
And sometimes if you go to the to Prisma or to Selver or wherever.
Kui sa lähed Prismasse või Selverisse.
And just a simple gesture, you know, sometimes just step aside and I would just say thank you.
Kui keegi lihtsalt astub eemale, siis ütled talle aitäh.
And I would always we always hear it's normal.
Meil öeldakse alati, noh, normaalne.
It's nothing.
Pole midagi.
I said, oh, thank you for, you know, for that's nah, it's nothing.
Kui ma ütlen aitäh sellest, siis see pole midagi.
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 20.
Efeesastel 5:20.
Are you there? Ephesians 5 verse 20.
Efeesastel 5:20.
What does it say there?
Mis siin öeldakse?
It says always giving thanks to God the Father for what?
Tänan salati Jumalat ja Isa, mille pärast?
For everything.
Mille eest? Kõige eest.
Last story before I sit.
Viimane lugu enne kui me laulame.
There was a family with a 5-year-old child, I think a little girl.
Oli üks perekond, kus oli 5-aastane väike tüdruk.
It was Monday evening.
Oli esmaspäeva õhtu.
They went to a restaurant.
Nad läksid restorani.
Everyone was so stressed from work. It's Monday, you know.
Kõik olid tööst nii stressis, oli ju esmaspäev.
And even the waitresses are kind of stressed out and
isegi ettekandjad olid sellised halvas tujus.
Anyway, everyone was just like quiet and looking at the window, looking at their phones.
Kõik olid vaiksed, vaatasid kas akend või oma telefoni.
Anyway, the order came and it was delivered to the small girl and her family.
Ja siis tuli tellimus ja tellimus täideti selle väikse tüdrukule.
And the mom said, you can eat your pizza now.
Ema ütles, et sa võid nüüd oma pitsat süüa.
But the girl, 5-year-old girl said, can we say grace here?
5-aastane ütles, et kas me võime siin öelda tänupalve.
And the mom said, shh, no.
Ema ütles,
eat your pizza.
Söö oma pitsa.
But I want to thank God for the pizza.
Aga ma tahan Jumalat tänada pizza eest.
Mommy. The girl said. The waitress heard the girl.
Ettekandja kuulis seda tüdrukut.
And the waitress came back and said, "Yep, we pray here too. You're allowed to pray. Come on, let's pray. Everyone."
Ettekandja ütles, et jaa, me palvetame koos sinuga kõik.
Bow your heads, this little girl is praying and thanking for her food.
Langetage oma pead, sest see väike tüdruk palvetab toidu eest.
And the girl said, God is great, God is good, let us thank him for our food. Amen.
Ja tüdruk ütles sellise palve, et Jumal on suur, Jumal on hea, tänu selle toidu eest, aamen.
And everybody in the restaurant said, amen.
Ja kõik restoranis ütlesid, aamen.
Now according to the writer of the author, the Leadership Magazine, he saw it personally.
Selle loo autori, Leadership Magazine'i skirjapanud loo autor nägi seda isiklikult.
After the prayer of thankfulness of this little girl, it seemed that everybody's attitude would change.
Tundus, et peale selle väikese tüdruku tänulikust kõikide suhtumine muutus.
Everyone in the restaurant were laughing and smiling and started talking. The mood was changed.
Kõik restoranis hakkasid naerma ja rääkima, tuju muutus.
Being thankful is a good thing.
Tänulik olemine on hea asi.
It's not just for someone who say thank you too.
Ja ole mitte ainult sellepärast, et keegi ütleb sulle aitäh.
It's also good for you.
See on sulle endale ka.
Some people are ungrateful because they're not used to it. You don't say thank you. It's not their culture, it's not their practice.
Mõningad inimesed ei ütle seda välja, sest et see ei ole nende kultuuris, nad ei harjuta seda.
But some people are ungrateful because of some other things like pride.
Mõned inimesed ei ole tänulikud sellepärast, et neil on uhkus.
Arrogance.
See ülbus.
Now according to mental health experts.
Vaimse terve ekspertide sõnul.
Most people who are toxic.
Enamus inimesi, kes on toksilised või
nürgised,
on, ei ole tänulikud.
People who always criticize.
Need, kes alati kritiseerivad.
Have a serious mental issues.
Neil on tõsised vaimsed probleemid.
But I would say, if you're a Christian.
Ma tahaksin öelda, et kui sina oled kristlane.
You have serious spiritual issues.
Siis sul on tõsised vaimulikud probleemid.
You have serious relationship issues with God.
Jumalaga tõsised suhte probleemid.
And the next thing that the mental health experts said, for people who are toxic at work, bosses or toxic at work.
Järgmine asi, mida vaimse tervise ekspert ütles, et inimesed, kes on tööl sellised mürgised.
Always criticize their workers and always find something wrong in you no matter what you've done.
Kes alati kritiseerivad töötajaid, leiavad alati midagi, mis on valesti.
Psychologist said that it could be that they are threatened.
Psiholoogid ütlevad, et see tähendab, et nad võivad
envious,
olla tunda ennast ohustatuna, nad on kadedad.
Or jealous.
Yeah, same thing in Estonia.
Okay. Have you heard about this saying that says they want you to do good but not better than them? Are you following?
Sa olete kuulnud sellist väljendatud, et nad tahavad, et te teeksite hästi, aga mitte paremini kui nemad.
Appreciate people.
Hinnake inimesi.
Encourage people.
Julgustage inimesi.
Say thank you to people.
Öelge aitäh inimestele.
There was a story, last story, it was a guy, a beggar, who was on the street sitting outside the church every day for years.
Viimane lugu räägib ühest kerjusest, kes istus aastaid kiriku kõrval.
One day.
Ühel päeval.
One day, a simple tap on the shoulder.
Lihtne koputus õlale.
How are you?
Kuidas sul läheb?
Thank you for being here.
Aitäh, et sa oled siin.
And the beggar said, for being what?
Ja kerjus ütleb, mis?
Thank you for what?
Aitäh, mille eest?
And I said, just so thankful that I saw you today. I'm so happy to see you.
Tein, et mul on lihtsalt hea meel, et ma nägin sind täna siin.
Now to make the long story short.
Pikk lugu lühedilt kokku võtada.
This beggar became a Christian because of the single tap on the shoulder and said, thank you for being here.
Sellest kerjuses see kristlane tänu sellele lihtsale õlale patsutusele.
Appreciate people.
Tunnustage inimesi.
Encourage people.
Julgustage neid.
Don't look at the bad side. Don't criticize. Look at the good thing of someone.
Ärge vaadake halbu külgi, vaid vaadake häid külgi.
It pays to be thankful for.
On väärt olla tänulik.
Whatever you're going through right now,
ükskõik, millest sa täna läbi lähed,
be thankful to God.
Olla Jumalale tänulik.
I don't know if you still have like 2 minutes, 3 minutes. My wife and my daughter and I are preparing a song.
Minu naine ja minu tütar me laulame nüüd.
Nothing fancy.
Ei midagi erilist.
Just a simple song, it is well with my soul.
Lihtne laul, mul on hea.
I hope that you will enjoy it.
Ma loodan, et teile meeldib.
Peace like When